Good morning, friends. This is Steve Johnson with Landing Strip Enterprises. Hey, the top news of the day is baby Eleanor has arrived. We're rejoicing with our newest grandchild. So congratulations to our daughter Claire, her husband Carson, and big sister Savannah. Eleanor is a beauty, and we love her deeply. This is our fifth grandchild, and so we are celebrating. Today I am addressing the subject Two Presidents and a Nation, Love and Anger in Motion. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. Psalm 45:7. There's a place for both love and anger. Angry people may have nothing they love, but people with loves by nature and necessity have anger. A good parent jealously guards their beloved children. They will act in anger towards those who would harm them. We discover how much the mother bear loves her cubs by trying to harm them. We discover how much a patriot loves their nation when their country is attacked. If you want anointed joy, get an upgrade in your love for righteousness and hatred for wickedness. Many today counsel Christians that they should not be angry about the results of the election or the new policies of those now in the White House. We should live in peace and go on. I thoroughly, adamantly disagree. We must be more loving, angrier, and more active than ever. We must add fuel to the bonfire of zeal. Let's talk about the quality of our anger. Our anger is birthed out of God's throbbing heart of love and compassion. Our anger is God-breathed and hopeful. Our anger is jealous for justice, safety, security, and the welfare of loved ones. Our anger is visionary and constructive, aiming for a better future. And our anger is boundaried by integrity and the rule of law. Our anger is devoid of fear, desperation, rashness, bitterness, resentment, and vindictiveness. Scripture says, "Be angry, but sin not." We remember the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Only a just, heaven-born anger bathed in oceans of compassionate love for friends and enemies can be effective in our fight. We must have more refined anger, not for fuming, but for profitable action. Compromise with a thief? Let's say a thief comes to your home and steals your appliances, your clothes, and your food. You witness the theft. The thief later returns to you and says, "Now that I have half of your possessions, let's say we live in peace." How would you answer him when you know his goal is to steal everything you have, your identity, your life, and the lives of your family? American Revolutionary War history reveals the great indignation the colonies had over abuses they patiently endured. You read a hint of them in the Declaration of Independence. Their patience was laudable. They endured and petitioned repeatedly till they could be patient no more. It would be appalling to stop being angry at abuse, corruption, and injustice as those dark powers slice through American blood vessels. When Mr. Obama became president, Rush Limbaugh said he hoped Mr. Obama would fail. On one occasion, he said, "So I shamelessly say, no, I want him to fail. If his agenda is a far-left collectivism, some people say socialism, as a conservative, heartfelt, deeply, why would I want socialism to succeed?" Certainly, socialist forces in America, if honest, would say out loud that they wish the American free enterprise system and its freedoms would fail. How can there be a union with free enterprise and communism? This division cannot be reconciled. Usurpation. Mr. Joe Biden is sitting in the White House. How am I praying for Mr. Biden? You may have a vague memory of this, but 2,000 people signed affidavits testifying of voter irregularities. Computer forensic experts and statistical analysts demonstrated measurable manipulations in the election. The courts declined to accept cases, let alone hear the evidence. Weak, apologetic conservatives were accused of worshiping President Trump. Many cowed, saying, "Not only do we not worship President Trump, we will act like he never existed. We will forget him to prove to you we don't worship him." Our sorry, short-termed American memory has been picked clean by the birds of the air. Praying for two presidents. Here's how I'm praying for Mr. Joe Biden. Absalom, by plotting and coup, usurped David's throne, 2 Samuel 15. Athaliah, by treachery and murder, usurped the throne, 2 Kings 11. I will pray for Mr. Biden as I would for interlopers like Absalom and Athaliah. I pray he and his collaborators will quickly be exposed, removed from office, and come to justice. I pray that President Trump may be empowered miraculously with heaven's virtues to fulfill his anointed mission to make America great again, that America may surpass any greatness she has formerly had and do so with the heart and hand of Jesus Christ, the King over all kings. Will you make my declaration your own? I will implore our Heavenly Father for his adjudications. I will pray that the swamp be dredged and come to judgment in government, media, business, and education. I will foil diabolical political powers from achieving their goal of destroying the Constitution. I will work to demolish the edicts, executive orders, and legislations of corruption. I will pray and see the greatest wash of the Spirit of Jesus to inundate our country with staggering Holy Spirit conviction, the fear of the Lord, and knowledge of Christ's mercies. The United States will be a lighthouse nation filled with liberty under just laws, and our government will be penetrated by heaven's high kingdom government working itself into human hearts. My prayers will be guided by seeing the invisible wonders of my Christ. My attitude in prayer will be mixed with laughter, hope, and the anticipation of God's kingdom penetration and manifestation. My prayers don't stop with earthly crowns, prime ministers, and presidents. I'm part of something transcendentally, cosmically huge. I will use the adage, pray big or go home, believing you get in life what you have the courage to ask for. Fueling action with boiling love and anger. Zeal for thy house shall consume me. I am not under circumstances, but a creator of circumstances. I am an ambassador, a change agent of heaven. I will do more than wait for the next elections. America can be dismantled and demolished irreparably in that time. I am acting now. I will labor with others to see justice and correction in the electoral process. I will refresh American memories of the history of our foundations. I will vigorously exercise my constitutional freedoms. I will defy those who try to steal them. I will take part in mass grassroots protests and political movements against unrighteous laws and decrees. I will use every legal means to frustrate totalitarian edicts. I will support those in government working to preserve our Constitution. I will be an actor, locally and nationally. The day after Mr. Biden stole office, I wrote the White House in response to backward and destructive executive orders. I will do more writing to people in authority this year. I'm starting to get to know the leaders of my own city and county to see what kind of influence I can bring. Here are places you can go online to get out of your armchair. Look up your local city and council contacts. Our local city council is meeting now by Zoom. Revelation 11:15 says, "And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, 'The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever.'" This is Stephen C. Johnson with Landing Strip Enterprises. Please let us know what you think.